The Czech Republic has confirmed its friendly relations with Israel, becoming only the second EU country to open a branch of its embassy in Jerusalem. The office, staffed by a diplomat and an administrator, started operating on Monday, the 1st of March. I discussed the importance of the move with Petr Kratochvíl from the Institute of International Relations and began by asking him about the reasons behind it.
Well, there are two elements to this decision, the personal and the national. The personal is, in the first place, the strong influence of President Zeman. He has several pet projects in foreign policy that he has been cultivating for a long time. And every time the government needs something from the president, they offer him a, so to speak, diplomatic morsel for which they expect his favors. And this is the case in point. And second, there is the national dimension. The Czech Republic has a long-term standing as a stalwart ally of Israel. And the symbolic role of Israel in Czech foreign policy by far exceeds the real relevance of Israel for the country politically, economically, and security-wise. But still, it is a feature that unites virtually the entire political spectrum. So these two dimensions taken together, and here you are. That's the decision that's been taken.
How important is this gesture for Israel, considering that the international community still largely refuses to recognize Jerusalem as its capital city?
Well, of course it is important for Israel, especially as there are not many countries in the EU that have taken a similar step. But what is even more important is the framing of the issue. Rudolf Jendrák from the presidential office described this as a highly significant symbolic step, and the speaker of the president, Jiří Ovčáček, even connected it directly with the effort to move the Czech embassy there. And of course, this will definitely be used as a kind of publicity stunt by the Israeli government. And if you look at the Israeli media of today, then, you know, the headline from Jerusalem Post, "The Czech Republic affirms commitment to move embassy." So for them, it is not about moving a branch, but really about the future moving of the embassy.
So can we actually see this step as a precursor to the eventual transfer of the Czech embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem?
Well, the trajectory is certainly there. But as I said, the answer to this question depends on the continued strength of the pro-Israeli segment of the Czech political class. And President Zeman is indeed the strongest driver of this. So after the end of his presidential term, the move will certainly lose at least part of its attraction in the Czech political sphere. But as a topic, it will definitely remain on the agenda for years and even decades to come.
The Czech Foreign Ministry has stressed that the establishment of a diplomatic presence in Jerusalem is not connected to the ongoing peace process in the Middle East. So what exactly will be the aim of the branch of the Czech embassy in Jerusalem?
Now, that is really the question, is it not? I mean, how can we disconnect such a highly symbolic step from the ongoing peace process in the Middle East? I mean, it definitely has and will have an impact on the perception of the Czech position within the peace process in the Middle East. And of course, another question is, what exactly can the new diplomat do in Jerusalem that she could not do in Tel Aviv? And mind you, we already have an honorary consulate in Jerusalem. So this is not about, you know, the argument about Czech tourists in the city. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the new diplomat is supposed primarily to cover political and economic agenda, not consular services. So, you know, my conclusion is this is about symbolic gestures, about politics, not about a pragmatic need of having a branch of Czech embassy in Jerusalem.